guys, welcome to Midday Mumbles Podcast, episode 17. I'm Gage.
And I'm Brody.
And this is episode 17, but before we get into the episode, this episode is brought to you by our Patreon. If you want to help support the show, go to patreon.com/middaymumbles. Again, that's patreon.com/middaymumbles. By going on there, there's about three tiers, $1, a $5, and a $10 tier. If you help support the show, there's amazing perks that you can have, and also you continue our motivation to continue making these episodes. That's patreon.com/middaymumbles. Let's get right into the episode. How are you doing today, Brody?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Did you have a good lunch?
I did have a good lunch. For those wondering, Brody and I went to Five Guys today for lunch. He's home this weekend. He's not at college. That's pretty good. But so you might be, for those of you wondering where Isaac is, the butter of the podcast, Brody is one part of the bread. I'm the other part of the bread. And no, that's a bad analogy. Okay.
Who eats a butter sandwich?
No. Brody is one part of the bread. Isaac is the ham, and I'm the other part of the bread. And that's what that makes the Midday Mumbles podcast. So, you know, when you bite into a ham sandwich and you don't really like the bread bite, but you like the ham. Well, that's what it is. You don't really like Brody or I, but
I think
you really
this
like
is a bad
Isaac.
Analogy anyway.
It is. But anyway, Isaac not here this week. Unfortunately, he, one of his family members gave birth, and, he's, Isaac gave birth. He's now a proud mom.
He's now a mom.
He's now a proud mother. But yeah, one of his family members gave birth, and he couldn't be here today, unfortunately. He let us know late. We were waiting around for him. We could have had this recorded around 4, but you live and you learn. You know what I mean, Brody? You live and you learn. So
sure.
It's just Brody and I today, and we're in the office. Brody is in another room, and I'm in my room, and we're going to do the podcast alone. So I hope I don't do 99% of the talking. But that explains where Isaac is. What?
It's going to be 50-50 today.
I hope so. So, yeah, I mean, Brody, you're going back to college tonight or tomorrow or whatever your plan is.
Yeah.
You excited to go back to college?
No.
No? I ask you that all the time, like I'm going to get a different answer. Yeah, I'm excited, Gage. Fucking excited. Whoa. But,
well.
How was lunch today, Brody?
I already asked that question.
Well, you asked it in the other recording, didn't you?
No.
Oh. I don't know. No, you asked me how lunch was. We screwed up the first recording. The internet went out as we were starting, and Discord just went, doo-doo. And then, you know, Craig, our recording software, just was like, hey, we got to take a break. But, so how's everyone listening doing? Type in the comments how you're doing, because we want to know. Brody, what's up? What's good?
Not much.
Not much. Hey, Brody, we got our first email. We got our first email.
We already had an email.
No. We got our first email on that isn't Isaac. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It came from Google. Okay. And the subject is learn more about how our updated terms of service is.
Really?
Yeah, I got your hopes up.
I was actually excited. It's not very nice.
It's from the Google team. That's what it says at the bottom of the email.
Well, let's respond to it. I don't know what Google's terms of service.
If you guys
know, I don't
want
know what
to,
the update is to the terms of service. It's very nice that they want to tell us about it.
Yes. If you want to send us an email, you can email us at talkmumbles@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. Like, we just want to hear anything you have to say. You know what I mean, Brody?
Yeah, we do. We want to hear. from the fans.
We want to hear everything. No, I mean, send us an email. Okay. We want to hear from you. But yeah, so, hey, without eyes, see, this is exactly what the problem is.
No, just cut the last 20 seconds of that or something.
No one wants a bread sandwich, okay? They want the ham sandwich. So, without Isaac, there's no ham. Ah, jeez. But today Bert and I hung out Saturday. We went to Five Guys, like he mentioned before, and then we came to the office.
Why don't we talk about the quality of food at Five Guys?
Let's talk about the quality of food. But I was going to lean into something more interesting. But yeah, the quality of food at Five Guys.
Then get to it. No.
Let's talk about Five Guys first, and then we'll move on to my interesting topic.
Well, I can talk about all day about relevant stuff.
So I've always loved Five Guys, right? The food's always been good. And I went up to the counter today, and I ordered what I always order from Five Guys. Once in a great while, you know. Every 3 or 4 months, I'll go to Five Guys. And I ordered the bacon cheeseburger, you know, nearly everything on it, just no mushrooms. And I get it back to the table. I open it up, and it looks like it was thrown together. It looked terrible. It tasted good. It wasn't, you know, it didn't have the appeal that those things usually have. You know what I mean, Brody?
That would definitely be one complaint I would have today is it did look thrown together pretty sloppily today.
Brody's looked bad too. And I hope he got his first, and I'm like, I hope mine doesn't come out like that. Sure than shit it did. But
they can really make them a lot better there. I know for sure. But the problem, today's did not look.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Well, the problem with fast food is you have these young kids that don't really care about it, their job. To the point where it's like...
Well, I mean, that place makes you feel like it's not really fast food because, I mean, it's...
Yeah, there's no drive-thru.
Pull everything out and grill it on the...
It was really busy when we got there. When we left, it was like no one in there. So I guess we should have just showed up, sat around for about 20 minutes, and then ordered our food. Right?
Oh, maybe. No... I mean, yeah. I would take the quality of the food today as a product of it being busy.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
So moving into what I was going to say, Brody comes to the office, right? We're coming back from the Waterville. And he brought his truck to the office. He parked it, and I drove us to Waterville. And inside his truck, he had a shogi board. He bought a shogi board. For those of you that don't know, shogi is Japanese chess, basically. And he bought this shogi board. He was telling me about it on the ride. But I got to play a real-life shogi game that wasn't on the computer. And I got to tell you, I'm not really into foreign things. You know, I like normal stuff, games that I grew up with. You know, I'm very much like a traditionalist. I like comfort things. You know, that's what I call it. Too much change to me is kind of, I don't want to say it's bad, but you know what I mean. But I played the game with Brody. And I got to say, I was pretty impressed. I actually had somewhat of a good time. I was fun. It was fun. You know, really got me using my brain, trying to strategize. I lost, but... You know, Brody has had a lot more experience than I have at shogi, so he knows all the stuff.
Kinda. I'm not the greatest at it, but I know the rules at least.
But yeah, no. He had me going on this website, a Japanese website. Me and Isaac.
It wasn't a Japanese website.
Yeah, it was. Well, it was in a foreign language. Yes, it was.
Okay. Well, maybe it was.
Don't lie to yourself, Brody. It was Japanese. Nothing wrong with that, but he had me going on the website, and I thought it was a fun time. But so how did you find shogi anyway?
I had known about it for a long time, but it's not, you know, it's just like hearing about any other board game until you actually play it. Like, I had never played it before 3 or 4 weeks ago. I had just known what it was.
So yeah, shogi, Japanese chess, basically. And I'm going to be honest with you, I've never played chess. Well, I have, but only part of it, part of a game, because I got bored. And I think it was like with, I think it was with an old friend. And
You played it before?
I played regular chess. Never played shogi. So when you showed me shogi, I was a bit confused, but I mean, I learned it pretty quickly. I don't know everything about shogi, I'd probably be terrible at it if I was playing myself. But
no, it's not.
Very interesting. Good stuff. But have you played chess before?
Of course. Who hasn't played chess? Who hasn't played chess?
That's one of
those things I think everybody's done.
Well, not everybody. Not everybody. My brother hasn't. Well, he might have. He might actually have played chess. I don't know. I don't know. I feel like it's just one of those things. You know what I mean? Like, I bet you a few people that we went to school with have never played chess before. Like, you know.
Well, that's not surprising.
But yeah, no. I thought it was interesting. However, it's I don't know. It's time consuming. I enjoyed the first game that we played, the only game we played, but towards the end of it, it was getting a little bit boring because I don't know. It was cool because you really got to calculate the moves. The first time I played shogi on the computer, I didn't really know what it was, so I was having a hard time. But then I started, Brody explained it to me. I started calculating my moves and I started making better moves. Of course, if you put me up against a legendary shogi player, I'd probably absolutely suck. But because I don't know all the, I didn't know you could flip your chip or something. I thought that was
flip your chip.
I didn't know you could do that. But no, it was fun. I had fun. But yeah. So anyway, we were playing. So I installed this the Twitch launcher on my PC. And I had some games on there because I used to be an Amazon Prime subscriber. In turn, I would get the Twitch Prime thing. And I got a free game called Cluster Truck. Cluster Truck is a, I don't know, you guys could YouTube it. It's basically you're jumping over tractor trailer trucks and stuff. And Brody loaded it up on my computer and he's been addicted to it all day. Haven't you been, bro? It is.
It's crazy.
But he's like, I gotta buy this thing. And then he goes on Steam, a game it's old and it only has, 10. It has about 100 different levels and it costs $15. And it's nothing special. It's just it's like one of those time killers. You know what I mean? It's like one of those free games you get on your phone. You watch like 100 ads in like the entirety of your play and then you delete it because you get bored. Like that's kind of what it is. But, it kind of surprised me that they want as much as they want for it.
Yeah, I think it's, I don't think that's, it's worth as a 4-year-old game is not its price right now.
Yeah. Well, I see them giving it away all the time, whether it be on Discord or Twitch Prime. Back when Discord used to be a have their own market. And I used to see them giving it away all the time. So I always assumed it was like a $2 game. But I guess it's $14, which is a little surprising to me. But then I was thinking, there's a game I've always really wanted to play, but I've never really justified spending. Last year it was $29.99. This year it's $19.99, so it's going down, but it's not going down a whole lot. The game's called Rocket League. Ugh. Don't ask me why I want to play it. It's just like, I don't know. I've always found it cool. I think it'd be interesting. It's cars that are playing soccer. I don't know. I feel like it would be a game.
I remember when it was free.
What?
Hello?
Hey.
You're cutting out. I didn't even get any of what you just said.
What were you saying?
I didn't get any of what you just said.
I know. I heard that. I was asking you. You were saying something about Rocket League.
Oh. I don't even know what I was saying. I was saying...
we're having
when it was free.
Yeah. We're having internet issues tonight for some reason. I don't know. Spectrum is always down recently. It's been down a lot.
It's so funny.
It is.
Because you had just gotten a call about customer satisfaction survey.
I got a survey today. Brody was playing Cluster Truck on my computer. And I got a phone call. And I was on... This company, they were taking a survey. They wanted to know, you know, if there was an internet provider in this area, like Comcast, would I want to switch? And I've always been a fan of Comcast. I've always liked Comcast. I've heard a lot of bad things about them, however, their customer service especially. And I obliged. I took the survey and I thought it was an interesting survey. I wasted about, you know, 27 minutes of my life, but, you know, whatever. But I mentioned the whole outage because last week, it was about 2 weeks ago. I was at the office it was that day that Brody, you and I were playing GTA and you went to a friend of ours. And about two and a half hours later, I'm getting ready to make my YouTube video for the day or the week or the next day. And the internet goes out. Well, really? Yeah, the internet goes out. And I'm on down detector and everyone from this part of everyone from this side of Maine to friggin' the other side of California was saying that Spectrum is out. Well, they got a DDoS attack. I think we talked about this in a previous podcast. But they were out until about 10 o'clock that night. All Spectrum, TV, everything. And I'm like, what the hell? And yeah, so we've been having outages like that for the last couple of weeks to the point where I've come in the morning and there's been no internet and my job requires internet. So it's like, what the hell am I going to do now? So I'll just like sit around or, you know, move stuff around in my office.
They got to start getting their stuff together.
Yeah, but you see, they have no reason to because they control this area. They control most areas. I didn't know this, but apparently, in order to become an ISP, an internet service provider, you have to go to the town, and you have to tell them, "We'll give you this, this, and this if you allow us to sell internet in your area." Such mm-hmm. as, I think one of the examples was. We'll give you, we'll clean around the power lines or something, things like that. In turn, you can sell internet in the town. And I didn't know that. So I don't know what Spectrum's doing, but apparently they kind of have their own territories where Spectrum and TDS are the big boys in our area. But you're not going to see that. You're not going to see Comcast come in this area because this is Spectrum's turf. And that's actually how it goes. I didn't know this. I was reading an article into how scummy these companies are. But it's our local government, too. Because apparently, and I didn't know this, but there's a fee on everyone's bill. And the fee ranges between 5% and 25%. And that fee goes to our government officials. That's their little tax.
Mm-hmm.
And that tax... You might think, oh, it's going towards, you know, the roads and shit. No, that tax is going towards our government officials. Like that's their reward for allowing the ISPs to sell in our area. And I didn't know that. And I think that's very scummy.
It obviously is.
I think that's very scummy because so I was talking to that guy on the phone, that survey guy, and I was thinking of the story I read when I was doing research on Comcast. And apparently there was this couple just bought a house. They just had a child. They bought a house. This was across the country, mind you. And I don't remember what state it was. It wasn't California. I think it was like maybe Nevada, maybe. I don't know. And they, you know how all these internet provider companies, you know, Spectrum, TDS, they want to sell you more. They want to sell you security systems. They want to be in your home. They want to do everything. You ever seen that like Spectrum Home?
Yeah.
They sell security systems. So Comcast is the same thing. So this couple installed security systems. They installed this like remote control from your phone thermostat. And basically this, it was installed and about 3 weeks later, the thing broke. So this guy called.
Wait, what broke?
The thermostat broke.
They bought a thermostat from TBS and it broke?
No. Comcast. We're talking about Comcast.
Okay.
So anyway, they bought this electronic thermostat. It's all electronic. Well, 3 weeks later, the thing breaks. Well, this is a $700 thing, and it would be on the bill. They pay every month. It would be paid off, whatever. So anyway, what ends up happening is they call Spectrum. Well, Spectrum sends the guy to repair. Comcast sends the guy to repair the item. Well, then the bill comes around. They're charged for two electronic thermostats and in one installation fee. The installation fee was from the second time because the first time is free. So he calls Comcast. He says, hey, can I get this taken off my bill as it broke in the first 3 weeks? You know, you give a customer a faulty item that you at least want it to last. You know, I would say a grace period should be 10 months for something like that, something of that cost. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, he's on the phone for about 6 hours and he got nowhere. They basically said, sorry, but we can't do that. So then he escalates it, you know, keeps going on for a couple weeks. Well, 3 weeks runs around and a second thermostat breaks again. So this thing is breaking every 3 weeks. So he calls again and they said they repaired it. They sent the guy to replace it. They charged him again. So at this point, you know, he has three $700 charges and two installation fees. So then he says, he calls again and it breaks again. So it broke like four times. Then he said, you know what? I want to get I want my refund, and I'm also going to cancel my account. And he was apparently on the phone for hours trying to cancel his account because they don't want you to cancel your account. They'll be like, hey, I got to place you on a quick hold, and they'll go take a shit and then come back and be like, hey, yeah, no, my manager said we can't cancel your account. So basically they ended up suing Comcast or something, and they got fined by the Better Business Bureau, I think. And they apparently have started cleaning up their act, but could you imagine getting charged? I think in total, the bill, for all the installation fees were around, geez, I think I read, so I think the thermostat broke about four times. So I think in total, they got charged around $3,500 for, installation fee, which is a couple hundred dollars a pop, and then the actual item itself. Mm-hmm. So that's ridiculous. And the item doesn't even work, which is amazing. And Comcast hasn't, that's the only problem with Comcast. But apparently a big company, I can't remember what it was. I think it was Time Warner. They wanted to buy Comcast a couple years ago. Luckily, the government said no. You know, you guys are going to have a monopoly on the internet services because they don't like 54% of all internet providers market share in United States if they did that. So they denied it a couple years ago. Everyone knows the story because it was all over the news for a few weeks. And then now apparently Comcast is not getting their crap together. And there's no specific news that we're talking about. I'm just, you know, talking about this situation. But I told the survey guy that. But that's the only bad thing I've heard about Comcast. The big thing is if you actually buy products. But I wouldn't if Comcast was in the area, we'd probably have TV and internet from them at the house. I probably wouldn't have any friggin' thermostats or anything. I don't know. Would you? Well, are you into?
I wouldn't get any thermostats or anything.
Well, Brody, are you into like smart house stuff? You know what I mean? Like, would you want to have? So you don't like smart house stuff?
No.
No? Why?
No.
What's wrong with that?
Why do you need smart house stuff?
Well, I don't like it either, but I'm asking you. I'm like, we're trying to have a conversation here. Like, what's bad about it?
What's bad about it is, why do you need it? I think it's just unneeded.
Well, I mean, you're watching a movie late at night. You're a little cold, or you're doing some Netflix and chilling, and you're a little cold, so you just want to pull out your phone rather than getting up and going into the kitchen and rotating that thermostat. I'm just kidding. But yeah, I don't
know. No, that's a legitimate issue. I mean, I don't know.
Well, the only reason I think it'd be a good idea to have that is because, let's say you travel a lot.
Yeah.
And let's say, you know, it's winter and you leave and it's like 34 degrees. So you put the heat on like 60, right? You don't really, I mean, in Maine, 34 degrees is kind of warm. You know, it's to the point where friggin' people are wearing shorts and everything else. That's an over-exaggeration. But, yeah, so you have people like that, 34 degrees, and then you leave, and then a week later it's negative whatever. Well, you want your house, you don't want your pipes to freeze.
Mm-hmm.
So you can remotely, you know, change your thermostat.
Yeah, that's pretty, I mean, that's not bad.
I don't like the idea personally because, well, I guess if I traveled, maybe, but it's not that I don't travel. It's, I just don't like the idea. What?
The idea of what?
Well, you remember that old movie there, the smart home movie where like the house took over or something? Remember that?
No, which one?
There is like a Disney original movie or something. I don't know. I remember watching it as a kid and the house just like
I remember over. The story it was based on.
Yeah, but that, I don't know. I not that I'd be afraid of that because a thermostat's a little far from your friggin' refrigerator. But what are you gonna do? Technology is rapidly evolving. You know what I mean?
Well, I wouldn't say rapidly.
Well, how so? Why? Why wouldn't you say that?
I think probably. I mean, we've been hearing about smart stuff for like 5 years.
Well, there's
it's
always
not
there's,
new. I think they had smart home stuff 5 years ago. It
well,
was
they
just
did,
lower quality,
but it wasn't good. So now it's getting good, and everyone's talking about it again. It's like VR.
Okay,
it's like VR.
Sure.
You remember when VR first started getting popular? Everyone needed to have VR. It sucked. Now it's starting to get better with the Vive Pro. No one can afford it, mind you, but everyone's talking about it. It's kind of the same with smart homes, like. Having a smart home isn't a necessity. Like, it's not a priority unless you're like financially okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like someone who can barely afford rent shouldn't have a smart home. But I read somewhere Mark Zuckerberg, his house is completely smart. Like, he's got a Morgan Freeman toaster or something.
Well, yeah, he can obviously afford that.
Well, no, I'm not quite. I'm just saying, I think that's kind of cool.
Well, like
from a tech standpoint, I love tech, so I think that's actually really cool. But even if I could afford it, I probably wouldn't want a smart home. I like the idea of having stuff to do because I feel like once everything gets robotic, I feel like Pixar were seeing the future when they made Wall-E. I do. Because that's going to be us. Like,
oh, you think the planet's going to become a bunch of trash?
Well, maybe. We're all going to become fat diabetics that live on a ship in space. Well,
you
robots.
Think that'll happen?
Why wouldn't it happen? Everything's going to like.
Why would it happen?
Well, it all starts. It's like a domino effect. It starts off with self-serve checkouts at Walmart, and then next thing you know,
it starts with the automatic robot wall cash register at McDonald's.
Next thing you know, Amazon will come out with this like robot butler that they give away for basically free, but in turn, they serve ads to you. So it's like Hey, Bit Butler. Butler, can I get a Coke? Yeah, but you got to watch this 30-second ad on my screen in order to be eligible for a Coke.
I don't want to say that's stupid because I feel like that could happen.
That could happen. I could see that. I could actually see that happening in the next 10, 20 years. Well, Amazon's getting more powerful. If it's not Amazon, it could be Tesla.
No, so, but he wouldn't do that. Elon Musk wouldn't do that.
Elon Musk, Jesus Christ. You know, you want to know something. Elon Musk, I love Elon Musk. I think he's actually one of my favorite Silicon Valley people. I love Tesla. I think it's not because it's green, but I love the cause.
He's cool. He's one of the guys.
yeah. I mean, I could see myself hanging out with Elon Musk. You couldn't?
Okay. I don't know.
You guys would have your I Love Anime shirts on.
Sure.
But yeah, we'll have Amazon will start selling those butlers. What was the Batman's you know, in the Batcave he's got a butler. What was his name?
I don't know. Alfred?
Alfred. I think it might have been Alfred. Yeah. So you're going to have Alfred in your home. But it's going to be like, "Hey Alfred, can you like cook me dinner?" Yeah, well, watch this. Well, in order for me to be able to do that, you have to watch 5 ads in a row, 30-second ads, non-skippable.
Non-skippable.
Yeah. Then it's going to be like, "Hey, can you go grocery shopping?" Yeah, I'll go grocery. Can you work my job for me? Yeah. It's like you start outsourcing your own job to fucking robots.
I don't know. I don't see it happening.
You don't see it happening, but we'll be dead and gone, and then our kids and our grandchildren will have to deal with it. It's the way I look at it. My grandparents used to always say that. They'd be like, "Ah, we'll be dead and gone before that happens anyway. Screw it. You know, why do I care about this? I'll be dead and gone." Nowadays, I'm 18 now. I kind of have the same philosophy. It's like, you know, global warming won't affect us until I'm dead and gone. Who cares?
Ugh.
Yeah, controversial. Sorry.
It's an unfavorable opinion. Come on.
But no, that's not exactly how I feel. But that was more or less a joke. So don't.
Don't you think the world will end from coronavirus?
Yeah, coronavirus. You want to know something about coronavirus?
Sure.
I've been hearing about the coronavirus for weeks now. And Brody actually got me a little scared a couple of weeks ago. And you know, now I hear nothing about it. It's literally what I predicted on one of the podcasts. We can go back at some point and check it out. But
I hear everything about it all the time.
But I don't hear anything about, well, you're listening. I mean, I don't know where you get your news from, but I don't hear about it anymore. It's like, no one cares.
The story's alive, bro.
You know what people care about now? They care about the friggin' election this year. That's what people care about now. They care about watching Mike Bloomberg get wrecked by Elizabeth Warren. That's what they care about.
That was hard to listen to.
Oh, did you listen to it?
I don't favor Elizabeth Warren or Bloomberg, but she really gave him one that he couldn't do anything.
I don't like any of the Democrats running this year, but we don't need to get into that. But
it wasn't even about being Democrats. It was just like she really put him in a corner and he couldn't do anything.
Well, Mike Bloomberg is an ex-Republican. And the thing that gets me.
An ex-Republican?
Yeah, he used to be a Republican before he ran. He switched his party.
I bet you can look up what year he did that. I'm sure.
You could. But Elizabeth Warren said it was like in the last 10 years. So, so I don't know.
Okay. Last 10 years.
But all he's doing is he's just saying we need to beat Donald Trump. We need to, like, come on.
Grow up. Wait, that's on Wikipedia. Give me a second. Okay. It says Bloomberg was a lifelong Democrat until 2001. Then he switched to Republican Party.
So around George Bush.
So he was a Democrat before.
Okay. But Democrats were more Republican.
Kinda... In 2001?
Well,
what?
He was born when? When was Mike Bloomberg born? Like, how old is Mike?
I don't know.
He's like 80 years old.
he's not 80, is he? Oh my gosh, he's 78.
He's 78. He was born in 1942. In the 40s.
Okay, 1942.
In the 40s, the Republican Party was basically full of Democrats. And then we switched parties. And that's a little history lesson. I don't know the exact year. I mean, you could say...
I'm not going to comment on that.
There's evidence that says we switched parties in the 60s, in the 70s, in the 80s. Like, no one knows. I think it's just Democrats, you know, started switching their ideologies. And I think we did too. The Republican Party, I think we did too. But to be totally honest with you, Mike Bloomberg, you know... The only thing he's running on is the fact that he was the mayor of New York City through 9/11. That's all you hear in the commercials, because just like every other person, every other mm-hmm. billionaire, he has skeletons in his closet. And I'm not going to, this is too controversial for me to say, but I wouldn't be surprised if he had a connection with Epstein.
Really?
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if something came out of him having a connection with Epstein because of the fact that, one, he's a billionaire. Two, I mean, New York, right? I mean, Epstein was very prominent in New York. So, I don't know. I think really what kind of irritates me is the fact that I've been watching a lot of news on the election, and this isn't very controversial, so you could probably butt in if you wanted to, but I heard that so about 16 states are going to be voting in the next couple weeks on who they want the nominee to be, and at right now there's about a handful of nominees. The rest of the 83 Democrats that were running at the beginning of the year dropped out, and right now Bernie Sanders is technically in the lead. He could most likely take the nominee. But the thing is, the DNC is scared that if Bernie Sanders is the nominee, Trump will, without a doubt, get reelected. Because for the majority of America, especially older people, they know that this country cannot be a socialist country. Now, if Bernie Sanders theoretically got elected, there is no way he could turn this country into a socialist country, because any legislature he had signed would go through the Senate and the House. So unless the Senate and the House were majority Democrats, not much stuff's going to happen. So anyway, but I read something that said the DNC is most likely going to, if Bernie Sanders gets the nominee, is basically going to like disqualify him for something and give it to Mike Bloomberg. Because Mike Bloomberg... is the only threat that Trump has in this election. You know, no one else on that stage is even close to being a threat to Trump. And that's not me being a pro-Trump supporter. In the recent years, Trump has done some things that I kind of disagree with. I agree with the majority of what he does. I disagree with a little bit of what he does. So, you know, I like to consider myself more of an independent. Like, for years, well... I've been into politics probably since Obama's second term, but he got reelected in 2012. I was 11 years old. I mean, you really can't, an 11-year-old really isn't into politics, but in the last few years, I've always considered myself an independent, because if there was a Democrat that really fit my beliefs, I guess I would vote for them. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm more interested in the best interests of our country. I don't think Mike Bloomberg is going to be a good president. I really think the only reason he's running is because, you know, he wants to beat Donald Trump. And That's really all that millennials care about anymore is beating Donald Trump because, you know, Donald Trump, Donald, the Donald. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's going to be a rocky road the next few months, though. I'm going to be very interested to see how things change, you know?
Yeah.
I'm excited for the presidential debate, though. Like, I can't wait to see Trump versus, you know, Elizabeth Warren or Mike Bloomberg or whatever. But there is a threat. You know, if Mike Bloomberg gets the nomination, there is a huge threat there, Brody.
Yeah.
And there's a threat because Mike Bloomberg has $60 billion at his disposal. Trump, mm-hmm. according to Forbes, has $800 million. But, you know, 3 years ago, he was worth $10 billion. So I don't know. It's very biased, but I'll put him at what a lot of people say, you know, 3 billion. But I don't know.
3 billion.
I think he's probably he's got to be worth 3 billion. I mean, he was worth 10 billion 3 years ago, so Forbes just devaluated him that way. I don't know. I don't know, man. But yeah, so, hey, I mean, are you going to vote this year, Brody?
Of course I will.
That's good. I'm glad. One of the things that irritates me is those kids that are like, I'm not going to vote. But then they bitch about politics. I know someone that I'm friends with that didn't vote in Maine's election to vote for the governor. And then Sean mm-hmm. Moody didn't get in there. Janet Mills got in there. And I saw him on Facebook bitching and complaining. It's like, dude, did you vote? No, I couldn't get, I was working. I couldn't get to the
busy ballot. That day.
I was busy that day. Well, bro, you don't have any room to bitch and complain because you didn't vote. You didn't like that. That irritates me. That always has. It's like all of us as Americans, once we turn 18, we should be voting. Everyone should vote. Because that means that there isn't room for bitching and complaining. I read somewhere, so out of 383 million American citizens, there's about 110 million people that vote on average in the presidential elections. So why does that, I mean, and that's not including young kids under 18. That's not including those people. Why do people bitch and complain when their party loses an election, but they're not even registered to vote? You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. My dad was planning on running for Maine senator a couple years ago. And he wanted to get 150 or so signatures. That's what the requirement was. So they went around, they went to like family, friends, and all those kinds of people. You know, people that knew us, you know, in this area. Well, we found out that a lot of people weren't even registered to vote. Like half the signatures, when they went to go check them, they weren't even registered.
Really?
Yeah. And these are people that you see on Facebook bitching and complaining about politics all the time, but you know they didn't vote. And these are older people too, so they should know better.
Yeah.
But
that is pretty crazy though.
That is pretty crazy.
I'm sure I'd be a lot freaked out if you found a statistic somewhere proving that.
Yeah.
Like wow. real numbers.
I'll find something because I'm very interested in that actually. I like that I don't know. It kind of just surprises me. It really does. It's like, you know, I mean, you don't have any room to bitch if you're not actually going to participate. So, I don't know. But moving topics, I guess. You been doing anything new lately?
No. Have you?
No. No. Well... No, not really. I've been, other than the office and stuff, we've just been doing work, editing podcasts for my clients, doing all kinds of different work. That's about it. I mean, you know, guys, this life is what you signed up for. Yeah, life is slow. You know, Brody pointed out today that I have a boring life because literally I drive every day a minute from my house to my office. I get out. I walk into my office. I work. I go home at the end of the day, and I start all over. I work 7 days a week. I'm at the office every day, 7 days a week, you know? So today was the only day. I think that today was the first day I've been in Waterville, like me driving to Waterville in quite a few months, actually. I've been to Waterville once or twice, but I wasn't driving. My mom was. But, yeah, no. But yeah, I got to have my wisdom teeth out at some point. I'm not looking forward to that.
Ooh, let's have a discussion about that.
You want to know, I went into the dentist about a week ago, actually. And they said, yeah, hey, you're going to have your wisdom teeth out. And I'm like, oh, I've been dreading this. They've been talking about it for a few years. They'd mention it. My teeth don't hurt, mind you. I take care of my teeth. My teeth are perfect. Those aren't my words. Those are my dentist's words. And the only thing I don't do a lot is floss. I always forget to floss. I always have. I don't know why, but I just do. And so anyway, they bring my teeth up. They did like an X-ray or something. My teeth are
They did an X-ray?
Yeah, they have like this little thing that they pop in your mouth and they X-ray it now.
They what?
I don't know. Yeah, they took an X-ray.
Don't they have those big X-ray arms?
No, that's not what I'm talking about. It was like this little thing that stuck in my mouth, and then there was this arm. Yeah, I guess you're right. There was an arm.
Okay.
But it was a circle thing.
Yeah, and lens.
I was sitting in their little chair, dentist chair, and they took the photo. They showed me. They brought the doctor, Dr. Kim Jong-un, in there. Sorry if you're listening. I laugh at that all the time. My dentist that's been there for years is no longer there. He retired. And I was so surprised because I guess I didn't realize he retired. It's like this Asian kid came in. No offense. I mean, he was a good guy. I laughed because his name was Kim and he was Asian.
Did they put a lead bib on you?
Yeah, they did. They did. But yeah, so basically my teeth, you know, they recommended that. So then they're like, hey, we want to take your plate. Basically by that, you go into another room. There's a spinny X-ray thing, right? And you like get your teeth situated on something and then this thing spins around your head. It's like something out of like Star Wars or something. And it's all white, by the way, that's why I kind of thought, you know. So they take the pan. And they said, oh, yeah, this will last for about a year. Call this number, though, and get a consultation. So I called. My mom actually called the number. She scheduled the thing. And we go to the consultation on Monday. And we get out. And they said, hey, so you can have this done on Friday if you'd like. Or we can schedule. At the time, I was like, I don't want to do it this close. I want to, like, let's schedule it like months out of the way. That way I can,
you don't got to worry about it.
We don't have to worry about it.
Do it.
I know. So my mom's like, you really want to do it that way? I said, yeah. So they
scheduled it. You can say, get me in tomorrow.
So they scheduled it in March or something. And,
really?
Yeah. So anyway, I changed my mind because I was worried about the podcast. I'm like, well, if I have it this close on Friday, then I'm not going to be able to do the podcast. And I don't think Isaac and Brody can handle it themselves. I really don't.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Whatever.
I'm kidding. You guys would be able to. You assured me. You made me feel better. So anyway, I said, okay. I talked to Brody. I said, okay, can I do it? Can you like call and get me in? So she calls and they said, yeah, we still have that open. So I say, okay, let's do this. So Then Thursday night, I'm in a Discord call with Brody, talking, getting him all prepped up on how to do the podcast on Saturday. And my mom comes in. Yeah, the doctor called. It got canceled. What? Yeah, no. It just got canceled. I don't know. I said, oh my God. Great. So I've had this emotional stress all day long about thinking about what I'm afraid I'm going to say something. And I don't know, because when you're under that you say weird things. And I'm like, it's going to hurt too. I'm scared. It's my first ever, technically, it's an oral surgery, but it's my first ever surgery ever. But, you know, then it ended up getting canceled, so I felt a little bit better. But I also was a little pissed off because I'm like, I've been thinking about this all day long. I was excited to get it done towards the end of the day. And then, you know, but I don't know. But yeah, Brody told me he had his wisdom teeth done. Tell us about that, Brody.
Well, it was pretty normal. I have good spacing in my mouth, so they were just able to pretty much just rip them out of there with no problem. No open sockets, no.
Really?
No complications.
They told me there was a shit ton of risks. Like, my teeth was very close to, like, my nostril, and if they might slip it, I could lose my sense of smell, or the worst case scenario was that, or the standard case would be I just have runny nose for the rest of the day. So I was very scared, because why even mention that if it's like a 0.01% chance?
Because it's still a risk.
I know. I was thinking in my head, you do that, I'm gonna freaking sue the shit out of you. I need my nose. I need my nose. You'd like make me lose my sense of smell forever. Bro,
yeah,
you're done.
It's your choice, bro. Just don't get the wisdom teeth out.
But I said, do I have to do it? They're like, does it hurt? I said, no. Well, you could, you know, and then you turn 40, you're in your 40s, and it just doesn't, you know what I mean? You have issues, complications. I'm like, oh my God. Let's just get it done then. So, I don't know, but it's done. And, yeah, so I'm kind of glad. I'm glad. I don't know when it's rescheduled for. I got to actually find that out. But, no, I'm nervous, but I'm glad I ended up having it done now, because Isaac wouldn't have been here, so it would have just been Brody. Hey guys, I'm Brody. Welcome back to the Brody Show. Today I'm going to talk about playing Japanese chess. That'd be Brody. But
that would have been terrible to listen to.
I don't know. I would have probably had fun editing, but yeah, you're right. Probably would have sucked. It would have been easy editing, though. It would have just been click, 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 clack, clack, click, 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 clack, click, 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 click.
What, me just playing?
No, it would have just been me editing. That's all it would have been. No, like, control shift, you know, trying to make sure everything's synced up every time I make a click.
Mm.
It would have just been your voice. No syncing either. It would have been easy. It would have been easy editing. But yeah, we miss you, Isaac. We really do. Isaac, if there's a 1% chance you're listening, Isaac doesn't like listening to his own. There's a weird thing about Isaac.
He doesn't like listening to it. Well, he dislikes listening to it when it's him.
When it's his voice.
I'm sure he actually listened to this one and think it was funny.
He didn't listen to the last one. The last one that was just you and I. He didn't. He just said he didn't want to listen to it, so. He hates our brand. He hates it.
Everybody does.
No, no one hates our brand, Brody.
Our brand?
They hate
me.
We
don't have a brand.
The Midday Mumbles brand.
What are we selling, t-shirts?
Mumble Studios. From one city center to the world, this is Mumble Studios. From one small town studio to the world, this is the Midday Mumble Studio. That's a dream right there. Someday.
That's a dream.
We'll have the Midday Mumble Studio someday.
I don't think Midday Mumbles is a good name.
Why? I think it's a great name. It's very catchy.
It doesn't sound professional.
Well, we don't need to be professional. We're a cart. When I think of Midday Mumbles, I always think of like a cartoonish thing. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like cartoon bubbles are going to like pop out or something.
Cartoon what?
I don't know. Is that only me? Am I the only one that thinks that?
Like what?
I don't know. Like, cartoon bubbles. Like, I feel like Midday Mumbles, like mumble, that word just seems very cartoonish to me.
Do you think Midday Mumble sounds like something that like Bugs Bunny came up with or something?
No, not like that. I just think it sounds very, I don't know. I like it. The reason I agreed to the name was because I saw potential and I still see potential. And I'm glad that we're still doing this because
we didn't even agree with it at first. So we were like, maybe.
Well, the thing was, we were trying to hear a lot. I had a name that I really liked that I came up with. And the reason I liked that name, I'll probably cut that out because I might end up using that in the future. But
cut out the name.
But I created that name because we were going to be a politics podcast. Originally, we were going to be just mainly politics, gaming, and culture. That was the thing. It was going to be gaming, politics, and culture. And I remember...
Not much culture here.
Well, I remember that's what the original concept was going to be. And I'll tell you, the idea was going to be Isaac comes up with three stories, I come up with three stories, and Brody comes up with three stories. So in total, we have nine stories to talk about per episode. And then we'd like cut them out, the uninterested ones, the ones that were boring. And we'd use the interesting ones. And well, the first episode came. Guess what? Isaac and Brody didn't prepare their topics.
So, that's a recurring theme.
We spent about like 40 minutes trying to find topics to talk about. And then I just decided that we'd cut that out. We'd have six topics per episode. I'd do Google searching every week to find them and write up the sheet. And then that format was fine. It was working. And then Isaac and Brody decided that, hey, let's switch things up. Let's do it without that, without writing anything down. Let's just chat, you know? And that, I think that's kind of, I like the new format. I do. It's a lot less work for me because
I hate the ahs and ums. Everybody hates the ahs and ums.
I know. Well, before when we actually had topics, we were all like, we knew what we were going to talk about. So we could like, we could take time and think about it in our heads because we knew when we were going to talk about it. It was going to go 1, 2, 3, 4. We're going to be like, oh, and on to our next topic. So you had time to think about what you were going to say. Whereas now it's like, you know, Brody, how you liking school? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's a terrible question.
I know. It's small talk, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, was a conversation format, really. So, no, but, you know, I'm happy with how the podcast is happening, you know?
But, yeah. At least somebody is.
You're not?
No, I am.
As Brody tells me, I'm thinking about quitting. Just kidding. Brody wouldn't do that. I'm just kidding. I don't know. But yeah, so hey. You know, blah blah blah. Ums, ifs, and whats, you know what I'm saying? Well, I guess it's gonna end out this episode of the Midday Mumbles podcast. We miss you, Isaac, we really do. I tried to keep this going, but I just couldn't think of anything else to talk about, so that's kind of why the format that we had before worked, and now this format sucks to me, because we don't have as much to talk about. But yeah, so if you did enjoy this episode of the Midday Mumbles podcast, don't forget to like it, share it with your friends. Follow us on social media at Midday Mumbles on most things. One of them, I think, Instagram is the Midday Mumbles podcast at. You're really not going to get much on there. I got to start posting more on there. I just, it's hard because there's really nothing to post. I have to make graphics in Photoshop, and that takes usually an hour. So it's really time consuming. But yeah, so follow us on there. And maybe if we get enough followers, I'll start posting actively. And yeah, come to the website and YouTube and iTunes every Monday for another episode of the Midnight Elves Podcast. But this episode was brought to you by our Patreon. If you want to help support the show, go to patreon.com/middaymumbles. If you give us money, then we will make show better for you, and you enjoy show, and that's that, right, Brody?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so thank you all for listening. It's been fun. But Gage and Brody signing off. Bye.
See ya.
Have a good one, guys. Thank you.